No one was killed by the 6.0 magnitude earthquake that shook Northern California on Sunday, but more than 200 people were injured. And one question being asked is whether an advanced earthquake warning system could keep people safer. One proposed system would cost California $80 million. But if we can't predict earthquakes, how would it work?
If you're in the epicenter of an earthquake, you're going to get no warning. There's no time for that. The warning depends on the distance you are to the earthquake epicenter. An early warning system for earthquakes is expensive and also complex. Part of the problem is we don't have a system that can predict the earth is going to move. Our warning system is based on the fact that the earth is already moving, and then if you're farther away from that epicenter, we can give you some time to prepare. Some minor time, but some time. Unlike a tornado warning where Doppler radar can see the rotation and issue a warning before the tornado, an earthquake warning happens when the earth is already shaking. Another limitation is how close the sensor is to the epicenter. If the sensor is 10 miles away from the epicenter, it takes 5 seconds to get to that sensor. So the more sensors we get, the better the lead time we'll get as well. If we get 10 seconds notice of an earthquake that's happening, especially a big one, you can open up the elevators on the nearest floor. You can stop trains. You can stop all those things that are moving before the shaking gets there. This entire system works because the speed of light, or the speed of the warning going down the line, is 186,000 miles per second. The earth, as it's wiggling and shaking along, is going at 2 miles per second. So if you're 30 miles away, your warning could be 15 seconds. It's 15 seconds that could save your life.